Season 4, what's good?
Yeah. What's going on, man? Marquis, a.k.a. Sabir. Severely yours from Boston. You're going to Harlem, New York, man. Shout out to Mace and Cam from Harlem. We'll be going to Harlem to go visit Mercy the Harlem Kid. Not sure where the producer's from. His name is Ben Jesus or Ben Jesus. Probably, you know, either or, right? It came out with an album called Sincerely Yours. It came out on 420. Smoke it up, y'all. Smoke it up. What does this album, speaking of 420, what does this album remind you of when it comes to cannabis? You know, some artists release on certain dates for a reason. You know, he didn't speak on weed a lot in here. Like, he wasn't, like, this ain't the Chronic. You know, he's not talking about a lot of weed. So I'm wondering why certain artists release on certain dates. Is it to remember, to celebrate? Because we do celebrate on 420. And speaking of 420, what does this album remind you of? Does it remind you of a sativa or an indica? And which one? Let us know. Let's talk about weed, man. It's 420. All right, so this came out on 420. It's called Sincerely Yours, man. Love the title. I wonder why, but anyway. Shout out to the Fly family. Shout out to G4 Jag. Shout out to Lord Mob. And let's talk about number one. All right. All I Know. Now, new Fly family member sparks the album off with classic soulful sounds as the rapper remains patient while spewing quality lyrics. Number two. Let Me Walk With You. Beat sounds southern and almost like cowboyish. Got that little twang in it. Artist is walking and rapping. That sounds light. That sounds light. But his heavy timbos is stomping into 2024. And his raps are brilliant. He hasn't lived long. He's a young artist, but I can hear the potential in his artistry. He's hungry, you know? These young artists are usually hungry, and they're determined, and they're really passionate about the craft of hip-hop, and I can hear it in his voice. Let's talk about number three, How You Living, featuring the Mussolini. Mercy the Harlem Kid has that young energy, and his raps showcase curiosity and wonder. Feature the Mussolini, aka New Era PIMP, adds some silky lines to go with this great record. Number four, I'm Gone. Ben Jesus, Ben Jesus, I want to say Ben Jesus, right? It just sounds more fun. Is not showing mercy on these relaxing and elegant tracks. Artists is viewing opportunities for growth and learning throughout his verses. Jesus, take the wheel. Who doesn't say that? Jesus, take the wheel. I know a lot of y'all say that. The Harlem Kid is spontaneous and adventurous on his run to the finish line. He just started. This is his debut album. I've reviewed a single of his prior. And it's fire. Now this debut album is dope. It's dope. Like sometimes an artist comes out and they rush it, or they like, you can tell they just excited and they just want to put it out. This is quality. This is a quality debut project from Mercy the Harlem Kid. All right. So over these soft tone tracks, artist flowing. He's floating on these beats. Like I said, the album was released on 420. I gotta tell me what strand. You listen to this album. Smoke your favorite strand. Let me know if they connect. You know what I mean? Jesus is taking the wheel, of course, as he carries the Harlem MC as well. You know, they say foot's in the sand. Y'all know that poster. I used to have that poster. What black family didn't have the Jesus Walks poem and poster in the house? You know, Jesus is carrying us. Jesus is taking the wheel. Shout out to Jesus, man, for doing all that work. carrying everybody, carrying, need to carry some more people in this world. But anyway, let's go. Mercy to all them kids and being Jesus. All right, the music is consistent and the album sounds cohesive. Number six, That's Life featuring Boo Boo the Prince. You're programmed on the correct channel. Leave the dial right here with Ben Jesus and Mercy the Harlem Kid. Rapper will be more dangerous lyrically as his passport game strengthens. He's a young artist. Dope bars, rap structures, incredible, dope flow. Listen, once he starts traveling and getting a little older, the bars are gonna get better and better and just better. Get those passport stamps. Travel. Travel, man. Travel with G4 Jag, man. Travel with G4 Jag, man. You know what I mean? And get on them planes and open up your vocabulary. Because he's already dope. You know, dope rapper. I'm used to listening to veteran MCs, and they got their bars go all over the world. And I can't wait for this young artist to get some passport stamps and to live a little bit more. Because this album, this debut album, already is fire. He can, his rap cadence is incredible. His flow's dope. Like, what else can you say? He's surrounded by one of the dopest camps, Fly Family, Law Mob. So he's in the right place at the right time. 2024, man. Let's go. Like, subscribe, and notification bell, man. Comment below what you think about this album, what you think about Mercy the Harlem Kid, what you think about Ben Jesus' production, too. Number seven, you don't gotta like me. You don't gotta like me, man. That's what he said. You don't gotta like me. You don't have to like the kid, but you will love his flow, rap style, bars, and how he maneuvers on thoughtful selection of tracks that are laid before us. 2024 Fly Family. I'm in awe of this artist because his rap styles is dead. He already got my attention. This is his debut. He already got my attention. With the flow and the lyrics and the, like all that. Listen, man. I gotta just let you know. You know, Mercy the Harlem Kid is in a great place right now, surrounded by great veterans of the rap industry. And I'm looking forward to future projects from this young man. All right, let's get out of here, man. Harlem World, Harlem NYC. We're coming back from there to go back to Boston, man. You know what I mean? Back to the Bean. Yeah, man. What y'all think about the album? Let me know. Rate it in the description below. Actually, I will be rating it in the description below. You guys comment below and let me know what are your favorite records, what you think about the album, what you think about the production. I'm telling you, I think the production sounds more sativa-like, and the raps are more indica. You put those together, you get ha-ha, and it's just a great combination, man. So let us know what you think about this project, what you think about this artist. I know I'm looking forward to more quality rhymes and verses and sounds of this caliber. All right, man, get out of here, man. It's Marquee, man. Peace. Love over hate, man. Love over hate. Go grow something too. Grow a plant.